or running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Bad Bob Belongi, producer for Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. From our radio family to your household, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a safe holiday weekend. Carl and Linda will be back on Monday to start us on the run towards the end of the year. In the meantime, warm wishes and thank you for being part of the KCNR listening community. From all of us here at the station, Merry Christmas, KCNR 1460. You miss a day, you'll miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. It's Sunday again.
It's the last Sunday of the year.
It is. So, unfortunately, you will not hear us again for another year.
Yeah.
Next Sunday.
We're all gone for the year.
We are. Oh, man. And it's really snuck up on us. Red and I were talking earlier. We're going, yeah. Is it really almost 2016 already? Wasn't it June, like 3 days ago?
Wasn't it just like October 2013?
Right. Yeah, let's go back
just a little bit ago.
Weren't we just in Yreka at the Board of Supervisors?
Yeah, were we just here? How did that happen?
Oh, my goodness. It has been an absolutely crazy year. I've been out for 2 weeks, sick 1 week, family with the other one. So I did get to listen to the shows, and you guys have been talking about a lot of stuff.
Well, that's yeah, really we've been trying it. To talk about some of the stuff that's going on, some of the stuff that's going to go on, some of the – and trying to get people to understand and become really well-versed in a lot of what the argument is now. You know, it's the argument's been getting people to understand that there is a problem, which I think most people were kind of hip to the fact, say something wasn't right.
There's something rotten in Denmark.
Yeah, that's for sure, and still is. But And then it was getting people to understand, what is the problem? Okay, we know there is one. Things are not working the way they need to be. What's broken? And getting people to understand the representation and the model that we're supposed to have and all of that. And I think that's been done, I think, very, very effectively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even our opposition understands what our argument and our complaint is.
Even if they don't admit to it, they understand
it.
That, you know, we are, yeah. Unhappy
so
about it.
Now we're looking to kind of educate people a little bit further into what gives us the right to do what we're doing. What's the legal precedence? You know, a lot of the questions that people are, what do you do about the federal lands? You know, what do you do about this and that? And getting people to understand sovereignty of states, jurisdiction, who has precedent here and in this matter. And, you know, getting people to understand that really federal authority is very, very limited.
For a reason.
Yeah, because they didn't want a strong federal government.
Yeah. The centralization of power means that the people don't have a say in what goes on.
Absolutely.
And that's why they fought a war against King George in Parliament.
Mm-hmm. And a civil war amongst each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's whatever the reasons behind the Civil War, what it came down to was states versus federal rights.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's an argument that continues to evolve and grow in America. Mm-hmm. And we're we're kind of right back to the original point of going, hey, we're not getting representation. We're being taxed without representation. Our lives are being dictated to us without representation. I think if most of our founding fathers looked at the number of laws and the laws, what they've invaded in our lives, they looked at them and go, you guys are nuts. We started a fight over a 3-cent tax on tea.
I know. Did you ever watch that TV show Sleepy Hollow?
Oh, I think I saw like an episode.
Yeah, like the first episode in there. I know this is a Hollywood reference, but it's a story about Ichabod Crane, and he's fighting the American Revolution and all that. And they go out and they get donuts. And he goes, you have a 6% tax on donuts? Don't you know we fought a revolution on 1% on whiskey? And it was just the funniest thing because it was like...
It's true.
It's true. Like, right in your face, right there. And, you know...
We are taxed to death.
On everything. Literally. You are taxed because you have died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your children are taxed because you have died. It's
ridiculous.
It's insanity.
You can't make it up.
But it's been 250 years of creep. It's been 250 years of mission creep by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And as numerous writings and declarations of our founding fathers have shown and have said, we know that they knew there was going to be creep. They knew that this was going to happen. That's why they gave us the tools to push back.
Yep.
They gave us they enshrined our sovereignty. They enshrined our rights to be able to push back against our government. I mean, these were brilliant men that understood exactly what they were doing. And it wasn't something they, like, sat down in the bar overnight and were like, hey, let's come up with a government.
I mean, I've got a great idea.
These guys spent decades.
Yeah.
You know, developing the Constitution and things like that. So, yeah, that's kind of what we've been covering, is getting a little bit more into depth of what we're talking about and why. And that, and really kind of beating the drum, and what I start seeing happening, and I'm very positive about, is the fact that people are setting aside their petty differences and their petty bickerings over small arguments, over nonsensical things.
Over things that the state or the federal government has no say over, too.
Yeah. That, you know, we're arguing about things that the state shouldn't even be involved in deciding, nor should the federal government be in deciding, yet they've effectively divided us, arguing over things they don't even have any jurisdiction over.
Yeah.
You know, to me, one of the big ones that sticks with me is with the homosexual marriage. Why does anybody have to go to the government to get a license to get married in the first place?
Why do you need a license to get married?
It's none of their business.
Yeah.
You know, and then you research the history of marriage license, and you find out that it's an old Democrat law out of the South to stop white people and black people from getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still arguing about this?
Yeah.
It
started because of segregation.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just get rid of it, you know?
But these are the tools and the methods that they use to divide us on personal issues that, because they were personal issues, our founding fathers understood, don't give the government jurisdiction over these things in the first place.
Yeah, show me somewhere in the Declaration of Independence, in the Federalist Papers, in the Anti-Federalist Papers, in the Amendments. Show me any document from the first 10 years that dealt with a social issue.
No, never.
There weren't any.
There wasn't supposed to be.
Because that's not what government does.
No, that's not what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So, trying to get in on the chat room here, and it's not coming up for me this morning, so I'm not sure if the chat room is down or if the stream is down this morning.
Oh, on your phone?
If it's on my phone or if we're down. But we'll go ahead and take a look at that here in a little bit, because we do want to announce, you know, the bus information and stuff when we come back.
Are we going to get another Reading bus, or is that completely full and done?
I know the Reading bus is full. I don't know if we're getting another bus. I don't think we are.
Okay.
And I know that the Red Bluff bus was getting very low on seats as well.
Yeah. I think we're down to like 17 for Red Bluff and Corning.
I think
like
the last I saw was 12.
12? Okay.
But I don't quote me on that. We get the chat up and running, we can certainly find that out.
Or Mike and Patty, if you're listening this morning and you want to go ahead and give us a call, we'll definitely put you on the air so that everybody can know, because I don't have the information with me. I didn't bring my laptop. I'm tired of hauling around heavy things. I'm getting lazy in my old age. So we'll go ahead and look at that while we're on our break. If you have any questions or comments throughout the show today, definitely feel free to call in. The phone number here is 605-4567. And you can hang out in our chat room. We're not sure what's going on with it today, but it is at kcnr1460.com.
Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439. Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right, and we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. If you have any questions or comments throughout the show, definitely feel free to call in, 605-4567. Mm-hmm. The chat room is up, and we are live streaming at kcnr1460.com. If you are going to miss any part of the show today, you can always download the show.
Listen to us on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I understand quite a few people pick us up on Monday morning on their way to work.
Yep. My dad downloads us every Sunday afternoon, takes us to work with him.
Yeah, good. So. Spreading the joy and the happiness.
Oh, yeah.
I do have the information on the bus.
Yeah.
There are 11 seats left available on the Red Bluff Corning Williams bus. It's $27 per seat. Call Patty at 530-833-0265. Mm-hmm. Or you can email her at smithpatty, that's S-M-I, Patty, P-A-T-T-Y, at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, hurry and get your tickets, because the only reason they have 11 seats is they've had some cancellations of people who couldn't make it last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's 530-833-0265. There's 11 seats from the Red Bluff Corning Williams bus. Or even if you're just feeling in the holiday spirit and want to call and sponsor some free seats for somebody, call and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe buy somebody a seat that can't go.
Yeah. So. But just make sure you don't send a check or anything to her straight away. Make sure that the seats are available before you.
Yeah, call Patty and,
call
and talk to her and get it squared away.
Yep.
So, and January 6th is going to be a lot of fun.
It
but,
is.
But first, I think we got Round Mountain Bob on.
We do. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Well, good morning, folks. How are we doing this Sunday after Christmas?
Doing very good.
Good. I hope everybody had a great Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, anyway, it was nice.
While out getting signatures and stuff, I get a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
One, why do we have to name it the State of Jefferson? Now, I know you people have been through this before, but there's still people out there.
Mm-hmm.
I try to explain it the best I can. Maybe you have a better way to do it. The other thing is, they always think they're going to lose their retirement if they go to another state.
Mm-hmm.
I've explained this to them. And so I just thought you folks would go over some of these things again.
Happily.
Explain
mm-hmm.
to them, because they just don't seem to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can happily go over those things.
Yeah.
Number one, we don't have to name it the State of Jefferson. We can name it whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
The name State of Jefferson was chosen because of the movement back in 1941.
It's recognizable.
It's recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a lot of traction back in 1941s. And to be perfectly honest, I don't think a lot of people make the connection to Jefferson like they do Washington. Washington's
mm-hmm.
named after George Washington, but it doesn't sound funny to them because we've called it Washington as long as they've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yep.
So for us, it wouldn't even, the name of the state wouldn't be the State of Jefferson, it'd be Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in a generation, it'd sound pretty normal. And that Jefferson is named after Thomas Jefferson, who
mm-hmm.
was one of our strongest founding fathers, one of the most brilliant men that this country ever produced. And, the reason that we like the name Jefferson is because he and Madison were huge supporters of exactly the form of government that we're talking about, the representative
mm-hmm.
form of government that they helped to develop and ensure.
Yeah. But when people ask, the name will be decided at the Constitutional Convention, and it could be Northern California. It could be Southern Oregon. It could be Bob.
Yeah.
It could be Robert.
Yeah. It could be Bob, huh?
It could be anything. You don't know what it's going to be. But that's when it will be decided. It will be decided at the Constitutional Convention.
Right. And there will be a large and vocal, dedicated contingent to see it be the name of Jefferson.
You know, the sad part is it'll probably be the biggest bone of contention at the entire convention.
That'll probably be the biggest thing that
we argue
about.
Yeah, because it's so important to know what it's called.
Yeah.
But to your second question with the losing of the retirement.
Yes.
That's one of probably the most effective scare tactics that has been used. It was used in Del Norte when they had their vote on the ballot back in June of 14 or whatever it was.
Yes. Right.
You will not lose your retirement. If you're already retired, you can move to Timbuktu, which actually is a location in northern Africa,
mm-hmm.
and you will still collect your retirement. If you are currently in the retirement system, like if you work for the state or the local governments now, when you're on CalPERS or CalSTRS or any of that, contract law states that the new state cannot simply throw the contract out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to obey the law, and I believe that's the 10th Amendment.
And that is the 10th Amendment that says that a new state or any state cannot mm-hmm. cause contract law to be altered.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I think there's a large misunderstanding, because it's called CalPERS or CalSTRS, you don't even have to be an employee of California
mm-hmm.
to invest in CalPERS.
They have it
CalSTRS.
In Washington. They have it in Nevada. They have it in Texas.
It's a multinational organization.
Well, yeah, it's international.
Yeah.
They have an office in the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, you can go to another state and still stay in CalSTRS and CalPERS. You as a private person, I think you would have to be out of your mind, can invest in CalPERS or CalSTRS.
Yes, especially what Mr. Jerry Brown is doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Burying it and stealing it as fast as he can.
And the thing that I would tell them, Bob, is if they're worried about losing their retirement, I would want out of the state of California as fast as I can get.
Get out, right?
I will guarantee you, if you're an employee collecting CalPERS or CalSTRS in the state of California, you're losing your retirement.
Yeah,
it's happening now.
Yes, I know.
The blended glide path.
Yes,
I have one more question, because
absolutely.
People get pretty rowdy when they get this, because California, I could say, is in the marijuana business, sort of,
mm-hmm.
and they are scared to death what's going to happen to the marijuana laws if we become the state of Jefferson.
Well, what does
and
the county
And they have? Are going to lose either their medication or their rights just to go through life and smoke it,
mm-hmm. well,
or whatever else you want to do with it.
Here's the thing, and this is not any official policy about the state of Jefferson or anything, because that's something to be decided, okay?
Right.
But I would like to remind everybody that back when they banned alcohol because it was a vice, it took a constitutional amendment to grant the government the authority to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the constitutional amendment or the authority to do anything with any product or anything without an amendment? Where is the authority of the federal government to regulate or touch that? They don't have one. You know, whether you're a supporter of marijuana or not a supporter of marijuana or anything, the fact of the matter is that without a constitutional amendment, the federal government has no authority to regulate marijuana usage or anything else, which means that sovereign domain lies within the state. For the state to decide what they want to do with it.
Right.
And here you're going to get such a mixed bag of ideas that I'm pretty sure you get everybody sat down at the table. Something good's going to come out of it that's going to work for everybody.
Well, even then, the state of Jefferson has always promoted local authority. So
Absolutely.
Why should the state have a law against it? Why can't the counties Why can't Trinity County say, no, we don't want that, Mendocino County go, yeah, we're in.
In a similar fashion.
And MoDOT go only for medical use.
You know, in a similar fashion to Oklahoma or Arkansas that have dry counties and not dry counties.
Yeah, they still have to have
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Yeah, they do in liquor, yeah.
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 Yeah. Why can't you do that?
There's ways to do that. Yeah. And me personally, I don't care what you do in your own home.
Yeah.
I don't... It's none of my business.
Yeah, just don't take it to work. Don't put it on the street.
Don't drive.
And please, my biggest thing of it is do not try and deal it to younger kids.
Well, that's the thing is you can actually, in this, one of the biggest things with me is when it comes to the alcohol and the tobacco and the drugs and things like that, California is a wimp.
Yeah.
There is no room in our prisons and our jails to actually have people think twice about committing a crime. I mean, they get free food, free bed. It's not that bad. Trust me, I know. Well, not me personally, but I know people who work there.
It's not that bad.
It's not that... Robert's like, it's not that bad. It's just a small vacation.
Yeah. Hey,
you know, but in the
some
state
of them
Jefferson,
have better homes
could...
in the prison than they've ever had out in the community.
You get that a lot with the homeless community, yeah.
Because, you know, they got free food, they got air conditioning, they got carpeting now, they got pool tables, they got game rooms, they got exercise rooms. Yeah. I mean, what do you want?
But that's
it
the thing is,
free.
In the state of Jefferson, we hopefully will not have such an overflowing abundance of individuals in our prison system to where you can actually create a system of consequences where people will not deal to children because they will get a prison term that will stop them from doing that ever again.
Well, see, there's the mindset too that if you open it up on a par.
Mm-hmm.
Where people have something to lose by not dealing with kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there's no reason that we couldn't be treating it the same way as alcohol or anything else with some sensible regulation. There's no reason they couldn't. And whether you support marijuana, think it's good, bad, it's the dumbest thing ever, you cannot deny the fact that you're not going to make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
Passing no amount of laws is going to make it go away.
Yeah.
And the one that gets me is you get a lot of the pot growers and the pot smokers that are anti-gun and say, pass an anti-gun law, that'll stop guns. It's not going to stop guns.
Yeah.
And then
how many
get
of them do they have? How many times you ever hear that they've been stopped or a home has been raided?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the two, three biggest things they got? Packaged marijuana or laced marijuana or any other kind of drug you want, guns and money. Now, what is going to take the guns away from the bad guys? The good guys can give up all their guns.
Yeah.
But do you think these killings and all this other stuff's going to stop? You're nuts.
Well, see, that's what I mean, is people that thoroughly understand that no gun law is going to keep guns out of the hands of criminals are usually the ones that think marijuana laws are going to keep marijuana out of the hands of criminals. It's not going
to
work.
Well, we have to remember where the gun laws really started coming from. It was during Prohibition because crime was skyrocketing. Guns started, you know, being used in very negative aspects.
Because there was money in booze.
Because there was money in booze.
There was a lot of money.
And that's when you get your first laws against guns in the hands of private citizens.
Mm-hmm. So as to what it's going to look like in the state of Jefferson,
I say we rabbit trail on that one.
Yeah, you know, there is a diverse, there's an ocean of different ideas and different sentiments. As long as we set aside personal bias and personal thought and stay pure to the form of government that we are demanding, and realize what that means, then we can come up and develop something that works. That's the only thing, is that we have to use the understanding of sovereignty and jurisdiction to guide our footsteps.
Yeah. And I think that we need to throw a lot of common sense in there, too.
Yes,
I mean,
which there has been little
person,
on both sides.
Yeah, on both sides. One person does something bad, so now everybody can't do it. Are you serious? What are we, three?
Another thing, I really want to thank a couple of people that I know personally.
Mm-hmm.
And want to help as much as I can is Steve Baird for running for office and Janet Chandler for running for office. And I would certainly love all the people in their districts and for Steve, the people in California to vote for this man, because I really think he is worth voting for, and he's behind us.
Excellent
100%.
Point. Yeah. And we'll
so
go ahead and
Janet.
Yeah, and we'll go ahead and put out their websites here, and then we got to run off to a break. I know that it's
okay.
Steve Baird or BairdForSenate.org, and we'll get the information for Janet Chandler. She's running against she's running against Giacomini.
Yeah, and
Giacomini
here in Shasta County. So if you're up in the
Fall River, Bernie, Round Mountain, Montgomery Creek, Oak Run, and all those kind of places.
Yep. So that's where she's running in there. She's a very sweet lady. Very, very, very good.
And with that, we better get off to our next break.
We do. Okay. So we're just going to run on
have
out.
Have a great Sunday.
You too,
right,
Bob.
You too.
All right.
Any
Bye.
More questions or comments, feel free to call in 605-4567. Hang out in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
End the holidays and start your new year off right with a pocket full of dough. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 December Dough Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries, plus earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash every Thursday. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Thursday, December 31st, where you can win $500. 40 winners. Imagine what you could do with all that dough. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. The place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
She was locked down, it was good.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. We are back on the Jefferson State of Mind. Any questions or comments throughout the next 20 minutes of show, feel free to call in, 605-4567. Hang out in our chat room, kcnr1460.com. And we do have a caller online. Good morning, Ed. How are you today?
Morning. I was listening to you folks a little earlier, and I couldn't help but catch that somebody said that prison was a cakewalk. And it's been a long, long time for me. I got in trouble during the 70s and early 80s. And California has probably the most violent, worst, bizarre prison system that I know of. And the county jail in Los Angeles was worse. So I don't think people are being coddled when they go to prison. Maybe in Shasta County, where the jails are full, that creates a problem on the streets. You can't keep people locked up unless they commit murder. But just for the record, speaking from experience, it is not a cakewalk in prison, and it's extremely dangerous. High blood pressure kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, well, thank you for your call.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, we
and
didn't
I,
mean
I think
to
what
imply
the
cakewalk.
The point is that if you compare the privileges and the money that is spent per mm-hmm. prisoner in the state of California in comparison to the rest of the country, it's not even close.
Yeah.
As an example, down in Arizona, where they have their prisoners out in the desert in 100-degree heat under canvas.
Yeah.
There's no cable television out there. There's no porn magazine subscriptions. There's none of the privileges that a lot of California inmates see.
Yeah.
And as for violence in the prison system, that's pretty epidemic.
And it's mostly gang-related, too.
It's usually gang-related.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of places.
Yeah.
Texas has some pretty violent prisons. There's some other places. I mean, nobody was trying to suggest that prison is a cakewalk anywhere.
Yeah.
But if you had your choice of prisons to go to, you'd probably want to go to a California prison.
Yeah. I always liken it back to, you think of the day, the chain gangs and, all that, where when you were sitting in a cell, you go to Alcatraz. You have that little metal toilet that only worked half the time, and you have that rickety bed, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was all you got. And if you were in there for 2 or 3 years, man alive, you didn't go back.
Yeah.
You did not. Recidivism was not in the book. So that's what I always go back to, especially in California, where our recidivism rate is very, very high, which means they're not learning from their mistakes.
Well, there's part of that, too, that, and once you're in California system, they don't want you out.
That's true.
There is some
absolute
truth to that.
Yeah.
So,
but thank you for your call. Yeah, we didn't mean to imply that it's, going to the waterworks or something.
Yeah. And, but that's one of the issues here in the state of Jefferson that we've come across. Is our prison system, what is it going to look like? To be perfectly honest right now, the prison system in California, it's overcrowded. And
just a wee bit.
Which makes it dangerous for guards. It makes it dangerous for the inmates. And what is California's solution to relieve the prison population? Make it harder to commit an actual crime to get into prison.
Yeah.
Up the amount that you can steal for it to be a felony theft or,
mm-hmm.
Something like that. It's not a real solution at all. And we know for the prisons that we have up here, like Pelican Bay over in Del Norte,
High Desert,
things like that, only about 3% of the prison population in Jefferson is made up of Jeffersonian, what would be citizens
mm-hmm.
from the state of Jefferson. That means that we can relieve 97% of it, but the state of California can't take those prisoners back. They
mm-hmm.
have nowhere to put them, so unless they want to release them on their streets, they're going to be paying the state of Jefferson.
Well, I don't think you can release the guys from High Desert and Pelican Bay. Those are maximum security prisons.
That's up to California.
I would hope that they would release the lesser crime before they release the guys out of those two.
That's not how California works, though.
It's not. Well, did you hear about that recent breach? I can't remember which state it was in, where they had a computer malfunction and ended up releasing people who weren't supposed to be released from prison. And,
oh, dear God. No.
Yeah, I can't remember where that was. So, I was reading that yesterday.
But we better roll off to our last break. I know that was kind of a quick segment, but we're at our 45 and roll off. And,
yes, we are.
We'll be back here in just a second.
See you later.
Hello, this is Bad Bob Belongi, producer for Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. From our radio family to your household, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a safe holiday weekend. Carl and Linda will be back on Monday to start us on the run towards the end of the year. In the meantime, warm wishes and thank you for being part of the KCNR listening community. From all of us here at the station, Merry Christmas, KCNR 1460. You miss a day, you'll miss a lot.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Based on the smash hit movie that defined a generation, Flashdance is now live on stage. Across the country, critics and audiences are raving that Flashdance is a super sexy blockbuster, a superbly choreographed, astonishingly danced, Broadway-bound musical. You'd be a maniac to miss it. Flashdance features hot new songs, plus hits like Maniac, Manhunt, and What a Feeling.
Reading Civic Auditorium, January 24th. Get tickets at the box office, 229-0022, or readingcivic.com. Presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
What a fool. All right, come on.
Oh, no, you didn't. Better watch your back, boy. Keep running. This ain't just a game. I'll never stop coming. I got my arsenal. I put out the call, and when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll.
Fool, try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you did!
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you did!
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you did!
Oh no, you did! Oh no, you
did! Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. Oh, you lost your chat again?
Yeah, the chat's still acting up. Not sure what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. There's only 10 minutes left. Stream's still working.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so 10 minutes to talk about sovereignty and jurisdiction.
It's okay. We'll be back next year, too.
That's true. So, you know, but we did get to get into it a little bit. You know, some of the things that were brought up, you know, like Bob with the marijuana question.
Yeah.
Whether you're a supporter of marijuana, you're not a supporter of marijuana, you think it's the worst thing in the world, you think it's the solution to the world's planet, you have to maintain that degree of discretion, that clarity that guides you by the document, okay?
Yeah.
And the document, clearly nowhere is there reserved to the federal powers anything to regulate any such thing.
Yeah.
Which means that it reverts to the sovereignty of the state to decide.
Unless it becomes interstate commerce, right?
No, 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 no. No.
Keep going.
The interstate
I would say, because that's going to come up. I let you into it.
The interstate commerce clause has been so misused and abused and overused to interfere with. Nowhere in the Constitution is the federal government allowed the right to regulate commerce between the states. It's regulate commerce amongst the states. Okay, that means that, like, Minnesota can't go make a deal with Canada that California can't. You know, and California can't go make a deal. On an international level, the federal government has the right to regulate commerce amongst the states. Okay, not between the states, between themselves. And they have used that so much and overused that to interfere into every little crack and crevice of... No. So, in short, no.
Because, in essence, if you have international commerce, it's a form of a treaty.
Yes.
And that is why.
That is why.
That is the only time where it comes into play. But I know that somebody was going to throw that out at some point.
Yes.
So I wanted to get that out of the way.
if Colorado and Washington want to start, you know, selling marijuana products back and forth to each other, the federal government has no jurisdiction or authority to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that says, oh, yeah, the Commerce Clause says, no, it doesn't. No, no,
go
no.
Go read it.
No, no, no.
And that's where understanding, you know, a lot of people go, oh, we just need, you know, science and math, you know, that's where everybody needs to go. Well, no, there's an important part of the English language that we need to learn. Amongst is not the same as between.
No.
Okay. When our founding fathers wrote these words, you pull out an 1828 dictionary, a Webster's dictionary, and you look up those words because they don't mean the same thing as they do nowadays. Nowadays we have, I mean, if you say wicked sick, that means it's totally awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome doesn't mean awesome like awesome meant in 1780, okay?
No, it's so even you have more sarcastic to, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yo, dude.
Yeah.
You know, it means totally different things. So you have to go back and you have to understand the language that they wrote in.
And they were very specific.
Absolutely
on the words that they
specific.
Chose.
Yes.
You know, like Penn and Teller point out. I don't know if you ever watched Penn and Teller on the Constitution.
I don't think I have, though.
They're a little hard on the language, but it's hilarious. And they're explaining the Second Amendment. And there's a comma in there, and what the comma means to the pause, and about shall not be infringed, and they're not talking about because there needed to be safety in the states, there'll be a well-regulated militia that's allowed to carry arms. No, they're saying because we need a militia to defend the states, the people shall be able to be armed at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh yeah, but they make this one point that because of this comma, they must have accidentally put that comma in there. He says, in the entire pages of the document, you can't point at one other time that they effed up, but right here, because it meets your...
the accidental comma.
Yeah, they got the accidental comma.
And that's where you just have to understand the English language. I mean, how many people know even how to... What a comma is used for? The semicolon and the colon. I mean, the English language is so important for understanding what your rights mean.
The semicolon's to make the winky face.
Yeah.
Right, the winky smiley. That's what the semicolon's for.
I don't know. Do you use those for emoticons or whatever
sometimes,
they are now?
Yeah.
I don't know what the new smartphone does. I just know it just comes up as gibberish on my phone. But yeah, you have to understand, and it takes effort. It takes a lot of effort to really. I mean, it's learning. It's Middle English.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. It's called Middle English for a reason. So, you know, you just got to do it. So go get an 1828 Webster's Dictionary and start reading these amendments as they were written.
Yeah. And understand jurisdiction, mm-hmm. sovereignty on the individual basis, on the state basis. And, you know, if it helps to move to help maintain the clarity of the document, remove whatever it is. Remove the word gun. Remove the word marijuana. Remove and just, you know.
Add whatever you want. Barbie doll, chair.
Product A.
Laptop. You know, yeah.
And try to assess that in accordance to the guidance of the document.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, do they have jurisdiction over this? Do they have sovereignty to this? Or is this right reserved to me as the individual?
Mm-hmm.
Remove your personal bias out of it. Because that's what they use to divide and conquer us.
Yeah. And we have to remember, too, that these, when we talk about, you know, the first 10 amendments, those were for the federal government. Those weren't for the states.
No.
Technically speaking, I mean, it's been changed over the last 250 years, of course. Technically speaking, a state can establish a religion. They can't now, but they could have back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you really look at it, you know, those amendments were written so the federal government could not tell you what you could do. So that your local government, which was your county and your state, where you actually had a say,
mm-hmm.
that's where those laws
were
supposed to be done.
The Bill of Rights enshrines the rights of the individual.
Yeah.
Really, it says the federal government shall not infringe upon this. The state government shall not infringe. Basically, it says these are the sovereign rights of an individual that shall not, you know, we as individuals have the right to free speech, peaceful mm-hmm. assembly, and a free press. We have the right to bear and keep arms. You know, which is another argument about the Second Amendment where, oh, they were talking about the National Guard. No, they're not, because the National Guard is an entity of the government. The Bill of Rights is the exclusive rights of the individual citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the right to be secure in your property. You have the right not to quarter soldiers. You know, all of these, all 10 amendments were the assurances of individual rights.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand that. And as we move forward with Jefferson and what we're really about and restoring a Jeffersonian form of government, understand what that means and how powerful that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about, once you understand that, think about what that means is for you as an individual, as your freedom and your liberty and your ability to find and create success.
Yeah. Yeah. And we do have a caller. Patty, you have 1 minute. How are you doing today?
Good. Hey, people can start 2016 right and be a part of history. There's 11 seats on the bus to get on in Red Bluff, Corning, or Williams. Call me, 530-833-0265. Patty Smith, the seats are $27 a piece. You don't want to miss this.
No.
Awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Can you say that phone number one more time?
530-833-0265.
Awesome.
And Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Patty.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. She did that in 30 seconds.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, go Patty.
You know, and that's another thing about January 6th. Mm-hmm. Go and meet some of the people from the other counties, and you'll kind of start to understand what we're talking about today, because there are people that are on different sides of different issues in the Jefferson movement, yet we can all come together for life, liberty, and property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fantastic what we've been able to accomplish and what we can do. And you're going to meet some amazing people. Even people that you don't agree with on everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really neat people out there. I mean, for me, it restored my faith in humanity in a lot of ways.
Well, it's kind of like a gigantic family reunion.
Yeah, we're going to argue.
We're going to argue. And then at the end of the day, we're going to shake hands and say, see you next time.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yep. Well,
this is the end of 2015 for the Jefferson State of Mind.
Yeah, we'll see you next year.
Yeah. So it is time for you to make a New Year's resolution of this is your state.
It is.
What are you going to make it?
What do you want it to look like? What do you want it to be? Because State of Jefferson's here. We're not leaving.
Nope. See you next week.
This is KCNR, Shasta
Ready. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Clean up today in the greater Dallas area after deadly tornadoes that killed at least 11 people slammed through yesterday. Police Lieutenant Pedro Barano is in Garland.
Approximately 600 structures were damaged. Within that, there's single-family homes, multifamily homes, and commercial businesses all have been damaged. The highest percentage of properties damaged were single-family dwellings.
Meanwhile, in the western part of the state, forecasters say snow will come today, up to 16 inches of it. Pastors and community residents have scheduled a prayer vigil at the site where a 55-year-old woman and a 19-year-old man were shot and killed by Chicago police. The vigil scheduled for 2 p.m. today in honor of Betty Jones, whom police say was accidentally shot and killed yesterday as they responded to a domestic disturbance call in a West Side neighborhood. Quintonio LeGreer, a student at Northern Illinois University, was also killed. The shooting is being investigated by